5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And oh my goodness, did I just see this on Twitter? Did I just see this? We got mad trash. I don't know if it's mad trash, but it's not cool. Keenan Allen for the Chargers is making fun of the Broncos country let's ride thing. Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, this AFC West is going to be ridiculous, isn't it? You got Josh McDaniels for the Raiders. You got Keenan Allen just sitting there over and over again in warm-ups at camp saying, Broncos country, let's ride. Micah's supposed to have the clip for me. I mean, it's not like it's the worst thing in the world, but it's not good. So what's the hate of this? Like, why is this the thing that people, even Denver fans, my boy Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo hates it. What is wrong with Broncos country? Let's ride. I don't know. We've taken variations of this and we've made fun of it. I'm all about it. He made a catchphrase for you. And you guys are just like stomping all over it. And because you're stomping all over it, you're now allowing the rest of the division to stomp all over it. Have you no pride? Broncos country, let's ride. It's amazing. We should be having a blast with this. Okay, I need more texts here. Noob says, can I read this one? I'm reading it because this is from Noob, and I'm just don't shoot the messenger. So if Brady and Ross met at the Den, were the Eaton moms the main entertainment for the night? I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny that. Bama Bear, I can see the goofy smile on Tanner's face now. Corny football stuff gets mocked. It shouldn't. Last I checked, Russell Wilson won as many playoffs games during his first two seasons than Keenan Allen has played in his entire NFL career. So who's laughing now, I guess? Oh, boy. Corny, goofy stuff gets mocked. I mean, who's the dude that got traded to the Braves that's like, I just hit balls and hunt deer, and it ain't deer season, so I guess I'm going to hit more balls. Like that, and my guy Tanner's loving all over that saying, and yet he can't, like, Broncos country, let's ride? But you can listen to a baseball player, it's deer season, and there's only two seasons. It's deer season and it's football or baseball season, and it ain't deer season, so it must be baseball season. Come on! What's that guy's name? What's that dude's name? I don't know. I'm just telling you. I gotta give Tanner crap for that. You don't like Broncos country, let's ride, but some dude goes, there's only two types of seasons, deer season and baseball season, and it ain't deer season yet. Okay, here it is. Here's Keenan Allen just ripping apart our Broncos country, let's ride theme.
Bo fam, let's ride. 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 Mic'd up, let's ride. Hella smooth, though. Let's ride.
They did say it was hella smooth at the end, so I feel like that was more of a compliment at the end. Is Russell Wilson, like, viewed as kind of a goober from the rest of the NFL? I never saw this, and I'm hearing it from our own media around. I'm not that way. I mean, I like this. I like the stuff that he's about. I like the stuff he represents. Is it a little cheesy? Sure, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with it in my mind.
Okay, first of all, he does look like Carlton from Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. Russell Wilson does.
So we'll get that out of the way.
So he does. Okay, fine. We need the Carlton song that he dances to in Fresh Prince then, if that's going to be... Now that you say that, did you get Brooks? Brooks is at the door. Did you let him in? Okay, he just texted me. We got. You don't want to leave angry, hungry football fans waiting outside for long in this heat, okay? They could get very mad quickly. He's going to get the door. We got Brooks Talkington and Zach Angelullo going to join us. Brooks is one of the DNs for the Bears football team, and Zach is the fullback for this team. So I'm excited to bring those guys in. But I never really thought of it. There he is. Okay, good. He's not mad. Is he mad? Is he? He's okay. He's not mad. Okay, good. That's like I said, he's not mad, is he? Did you piss him off? That's the last thing you want to do is make these gigantic college football players mad at you, Michael.
I did make a Brooks and Dunn joke.
How did he take it? What am I walking into here?
I think he knows who Brooks and Dunn is.
Okay, good.
So that may be a compliment.
Okay. I didn't think of it that way, that Russell Wilson looks like Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's amazing to me. He kind of does. Is he, okay, other than that, though, okay, you're Mr. Bronco. Like, you're obsessed. Now, Russell's one of your guys now. Is he a goober? Is he cheesy? Is he corny? Is he over the top? Is it too much?
You know, even when I hated him and he was with Seattle.
Which you should have kind of liked Seattle because you're a Washington guy.
I used to like Seattle, and then they beat the Broncos when I was...
In the Super Bowl.
Well, it was before that. They beat the Broncos, and I was at that game, and I just started hating them. But I never saw
him as... I always loved Russell Wilson. I always have been a fan of Russell Wilson. Did I think that necessarily he was going to be a Bronco, and that was I dying to see that happen? No. I was kind of in the, oh, is it going to be Rodgers? I didn't believe it would, but that would have been crazy, right? I never really could fathom that Russell Wilson would be a Bronco. It's not that I didn't want him to be here. It's not that he was corny or over the top. I mean, I did joke about his Mr. Unlimited thing. I didn't understand it. It's not that it was corny. I didn't get it. But he is kind of corny. And I'm not, that's not a bad thing.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing either. I think he's more fan friendly. I think he's more team friendly. Aaron Rodgers is kind of a bag. I would have picked Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers any
day. Aaron Rodgers is like, he just reminds me of a beach dude. I don't know. Like, everybody wants, the people that hate Russell Wilson want Rodgers here. And Rodgers is kind of like, hey, I'm going to tell you everything that's wrong with Green Bay Packers. Here's everything that they sucked at for the last 10 years. They suck at this, 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 this. They're terrible. I'd rather do Jeopardy.
And they're not good at insurance.
And then he just signs a contract. Never mind. Okay. Is that kind of Nicolas Cage? Because he likes to look like Nicolas Cage now. The 970 says, sounds like a deeper voiced Matthew McConaughey. Let's ride.
That's right.
We just need like everybody to record. You think we could get Zach and Brooks to record a Let's Ride? From now on, we just have everybody record Let's Ride and see who does it the best. We could totally do
his,
that.
His song should be Slow Ride.
Yes.
Slow ride, take it easy.
Don't want it to be a slow ride, though. This is a get ready. I love it, man. Eat it all up. Russell Wilson, he needs to do a segment on dad jokes. I think he's that guy. Even the Broncos video that he did, he was kind of goofy. Man, I love the dude. He looks like Carlton. Carlton was, he made the show. Without Carlton, Will Smith isn't near as funny. Am I right? He's not nearly, Will Smith probably doesn't be, he's probably not in Independence Day. Yeah, that's good. I can just see Russ in between sessions. Just that. Hey, good job, Judy. Let's ride, buddy. Damn it, now I'm doing it. You have sucked me into making fun of Russell Wilson, Michael.
You're not making fun of him. You're poking fun at him.
That's true. There is a difference. I love it. I hope he does do this dance. That's so good. Can you save this into the button bar? Because every time Russell Wilson throws a touchdown, we will play this inside of the show. So if he throws four touchdown passes, this song will air four times. Not the whole song, but close to it. Okay. 12:14 the time. I'm pumped to bring these guys in. Zach Angelillo and Brooks Talkington for the UNC Bears football team. They're getting set for, I think they're all checking in this week, man. They're ready to rock and roll for practice this week. So we'll talk to them coming up next. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Get the latest news on the Rockies with Rockies Rundown, hosted by Jerry Schemmel and Tanner Schwint. Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1, 1310 KFK and 1310KFK.com.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hill on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities.
I was going to, I said let's come in with some Bears music. You know, I was thinking like the, you know, the fight song and everything, but Brooks is like, no, let's go the Jungle Book route here.
That's my favorite movie.
That's a great bring it up. There you go.
Sorry.
I have to ask nicely because I don't want to make you guys mad. You're a lot bigger than Micah anyway because he's my bodyguard. So you guys can obviously predict how that one's going to go down. Zach Angelillo, the fullback for the UNC Bears. Brooke Talkington, one of the defensive ends for the Bears. Two of my great friends. Got to know you a little bit over the last couple of times. We've talked on social media and such. Zach was reaching out like 3 weeks ago. I was like, dude, I got the COVIDs, man. It's pretty rough. So you might want to stay away because I don't want to infect the entire team. So appreciate you giving me some patience.
Yeah, glad you're better now.
Feeling a little bit better now. But I'm excited for you guys to rock enrollment. I thought this would be fun. We get the offensive perspective. We get the defensive perspective. Checking in tomorrow, right? Official check-in day is tomorrow, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Bright and early.
So practice, then Thursday, and then it's all systems a go. You ready to rock and roll, Brooks?
Oh, you know I am.
Okay, well, I mean, this defense, we've talked about the defensive line, too. And that defensive line, you and I have talked a little bit about it, too. Coach Darnell, we talked about that, about what this looks like. And certainly could be a strength for this football team going forward.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely took a loss with old Joe Golden. I mean, good friend,
yeah.
Great player. But he moved on, and that's all right, because we always want people to do what's best for them. But we brought in some pretty heavy hitters in Lamar Goods from Florida and Henry Garrison from Eastern Carolina. We got a couple other guys coming in, and then obviously we have some strength with Nick Norris, Ryan Capasso, Joe Brown, Nick Line. Like we have a pretty stacked team in there for sure.
Do you like it like that, where there's just a battle nonstop? Where maybe, I mean, your position is set, but at the same time, it's like not necessarily. I have to go and fight for it every single day.
Yeah, I really do like it like that because you're never able to get lazy. You know what I mean? Like there's always somebody chomping at your heels. But I also like that a lot of the guys who are the big competitors are guys that I've known since they got here. You know what I mean? Like the Ryan Capasso, who's been here since 2019, Nick Norris, 2020, Nick Lyon, or Joe Brown. Joe Brown came in 2020 as well. But it's kind of cool to see these guys, like, kind of grow, you know, in their player potential and all that. Like, they're not just teammates anymore. They're your friends. And so it's more like iron sharpening iron rather than, hey, look, you mess up, I'm taking your spot. You know what I mean?
Good competition, you know, breeds even better football players once the season starts up.
And we rotate like, sorry.
No. We rotate. We have plenty of time. I'm 3 hours now, so take all the time you need.
Come on, man. Hey, you know, give me some. So we rotate a lot of D-line, too. So it's probably about 6 positions open for people to make plays, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and again, hearing a lot of great things about that defensive side of the football. Obviously, we know the linebacking core, too. You guys are setting stuff up, but you're hearing a lot about David Hogue and what's expected of him.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get to that in a moment, too. But, Zach, on the offensive side of the football, obviously, last year, you look at it, and, you know, with Dylan, we've talked about that, too. Dylan wasn't a part of spring football last year, and then you're getting more of that full group here being present, being out and about, and getting after it in the spring scrimmage and everything. We had a chance to see that. How do you feel knowing, okay, we had our guys all together there. We're finally getting past the strangeness that was the COVID years and all that, but you're getting more solidified with that offense.
Yeah, having that normalcy and that consistency has been huge. I mean, being able to work together every day, doing extra work, running routes, extra meetings with the coaches, everything, we've just been getting better and better every day. So it's been exciting to see. And you know, going into camp, our expectations for ourselves are very high. I think, you know, there's nothing stopping us from getting there.
How much do you pride yourself on that fullback position? I know we've talked about it a lot, but I always love, man, when you get a team that utilizes a fullback, you don't see it a lot, whether you're talking college or the pros or whatever, but the teams that do freaking love their fullbacks. What is that like for you, man?
It's awesome. I love playing the position. I love the versatility that I have in my role as well. You know, being able to run block, pass block, keep Dylan upright, you know, go out in the flat, catch ball, you know, maybe split out a little bit. Being able to be a weapon to our offense and, you know, able to help out in a lot of different ways. It's, you know, something I take great pride in, and I love doing it.
What do you like doing more? Like blocking, like catching, or you like running?
I love everything.
Really?
I can't really pick one.
Obviously,
you know, the run blocking's probably the main priority for me and the thing that, you know, I'm hoping to get paid with. So that's definitely what I pride myself in. But, you know, everything got to be all systems go in every aspect.
I think we need to do like a Big Sky Conference version of Angry Runs, because I'm guessing you're going to have a few of those this year, man. You're going to get after it. Brooks, again, going back to that defensive side of the ball. You guys know, again, it's a new season. We're looking at it. Offense certainly had their struggles last season. We're looking to turn the page here. But starting out, just knowing, okay, this defense was pretty damn salty last year. But you told me, you know, off camera, so to speak, in text and stuff, you think you guys are going to be even better this year.
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to be better this year. If nothing, solely because we have a lot more forgiving schedule. I mean,
sure,
last year
yeah.
we had 68
teams. Oh, it was the worst. I mean, it was nuts, man. Yeah,
it was unanimously voted worst schedule in the Big Sky.
Yeah.
Or in FCS football. Because 68 teams we played were at one point top 25. And we're not making excuses. I mean,
no, but at the end it of is days, what it is. The yeah, schedule was ridiculous.
Place and go. But at the same time, it's like we're able to, I think, go into this season with that identity of who we are as a defense, and still use the first few games to come together and figure out who we're going to be. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I speak like a Texan, so it's not going to be not going to be too coherent.
And last year was just crazy for you guys, for this entire team. I mean, we talk about with Ed McCaffrey even. Ed McCaffrey has been the head coach of the UNC Bears for three seasons, but has only coached two seasons.
Right.
So obviously it has just been a roller coaster for every team, and I get that. But, you know, when you look at what UNC decided not to play in the fall and then thought maybe in the spring, didn't go with the spring. So it has just been absolutely crazy to get everybody together, see what you actually have on the field. Zach, maybe it's even fair to say this. We didn't even see half of what perhaps you guys have installed on the offensive side last year. We might see a lot more from that playbook come this fall.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not only that, but just fine-tuning the stuff that we did put in last year. You know, being able to get all those extra reps through spring ball, through our summer workouts and everything. I mean, that's invaluable experience for everybody, from, you know, the starters to the second string to the backups. And being able to, you know, be versatile in what we do is definitely something we take pride in, but also just being, you know, fundamentally sound. So, you know, working our you know, run schemes, as repetitive as it might be, you never know what kind of look you're going to get from the defense, stunts up front, everything like that. So just being able to, you know, work out all the particulars and being able to, you know, be solidified in our identity on offense and then kind of be able to expand from that. That's huge.
We have Zach Angelillo, the fullback for the Bears. Brooks Talkington, one of the men up front on the defensive line for the Bears. Are you guys okay? We got an offensive guy, defensive guy. Are we good here? I mean, I know.
Yeah. I mean, once we get into camp,
it's probably a good thing we're talking now.
We'll be going at it midway through camp.
Oh, yeah.
How is that, though? Because you always see, like, teammates, they love each other. You know, in the middle of the season, they love each other. They always say these great things about each other. But it's pretty damn competitive, too. I mean, you ultimately, to be a better offense, you have to beat this defense every day. And to be a better defense, you have to beat this offense every day. How does that work? How do you guys shake hands and cool it off at the end of practice when you guys are, what, a couple weeks in? Once we get a couple weeks into the fall practice.
Yeah, we got an agreement. Sorry. O-line and D-line probably gets the most chippy of anybody. I mean, you see a lot of the skill players, and I'm not talking about fullbacks because fullbacks and tight ends are a different story, but like a lot of the skill players get chippy, but all they do is just, you know what I mean?
Zach's so, in that rare mix.
Well,
like, you're in
talk.
That mix,
Zach,
man.
Just, I mean, he'll say something hilarious to you midway, yeah. like afterward.
I'm not really like
So you're a, not a mean trash talker.
I'm not really a talker as much. I kind of just hit people, but the...
But you'll drop like humorous stuff.
I'll keep the mood light, you know, in between drills and stuff, and, you know, because, you know, if we're not having fun out there, what are we doing, right?
Right.
You know,
well,
we're obviously trying to get better, but
well, especially when you're going to hit some of these 90-degree days too. I mean,
yeah.
You got to try to make it light,
yeah,
especially
no problem,
working out in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, because yeah. I mean, we're still waiting on the practice schedule and everything, but we're thinking maybe it's going to be when it's pretty toasty out
yeah,
there.
Definitely,
Brooks, you're a trash talker, right?
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of try to keep it humorous, but when I get really upset, I start saying stuff that doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? Like I just go into kind of a mode of like where I just will say,
tell you what, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking
you
a ton of
have
trash.
The WWE kind of thing down. Like you get out there with the mic, because you do
oh,
the
yeah.
microphone stuff.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Hey, look, man, you got to have your good. coach Hill calls it, your shrink coach voice or whatever it may be.
Like Hulk Hogan, man.
You listen to me.
Yes.
Brother.
Oh, you got to do that stuff. We got a texter here from Bama Bear. Who's the one guy on both sides of the ball that Bears fans should be on the lookout? By the way, he says, Bears country, let's ride. We have to have you guys record that.
Bears country, let's ride.
That's awesome. Michael, get ready. I'm get the it. Recording thing ready.
I have an idea. You say your vote for the defense. I'll say my vote for the offense, and then we'll switch.
Okay, I like that. And let's do guys that like probably aren't. Like, I'm not going to say Hogue. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Guys maybe Hogue. That I mean, listeners right now are tuning out in thinking, guys. Okay, I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
So, who wants to start?
I'll go first.
Brooks, you start.
So, I got one guy in mind. I mean, we know him. We love him. He just got here for us in the spring. His name's Elijah Dotson. That guy is a ball player, and he's a very quiet guy, but he is one of those guys that just shows up every day. He's here to work. He's very professional in his demeanor. That you can't get a lot out of him, but when you do, it's really funny. You know, like he's a guy that you can really enjoy being around if you get him to talk. And just, I mean, one of the strongest people, just physically strong people I've ever met in my life. Like, genuinely, that guy. Coach Hill strategically this offseason put my rec and his rec next to each other because I get competitive and I'm like, I want to be the most, squatting the most, benching the most, whatever. And every day I look over and see him, who's probably like 195, 200 pounds, doing as much or more than me.
Yeah, I'd say Dot's probably pound for pound the strongest guy on the team.
Oh, gosh. It's like, insane.
It's incredible, honestly. And that's exciting to me, too, because I know having him run behind me.
And what's your relationship like with him? Because, again, when he transferred over, you're hearing a lot about him. And I thought, because getting to know you a little more, I thought instantly of you. I was like, you're going to be the closest guy to him in the lineup, and you're going to have to know a lot about how he runs with the football.
Yeah, kind of like reiterating what Brooks said. I mean, he's really not that, like, I'm a lot more talkative than him and, you know, probably a little bit bigger of like a outgoing personality. But, man, that guy's just a workhorse. And every day, like, you know what you're going to get from him. And that's just striving for perfection, always working hard, never complaining, never, you know, leaning over when the conditioning gets tough. I mean, the dude's just – he's a dog. He's got that dog in him, and it's just incredible to see every day. And, you know, it inspires me to keep going because seeing how hard he works, I'm like, you know, it you want to chase that. You know what
I
mean? You want to keep working hard and you know, rising to the standard that Dot's setting. So it's awesome. It's awesome working with him. I'm really excited for the season we're going to have. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better guy to be, you know, blocking for. And that goes for a lot of the running backs, man. We got some really talented guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what, and Elijah Dotson, again, I can't wait till we get to meet him and stuff, get out to practice and all that. But how much, I always wonder with a fullback, how much of that, because you hear with quarterbacks, you know, their offensive linemen need to know if they're a running quarterback, if they run this way, what are they more comfortable, how long is it going to take before they start taking off? How much for a fullback is that knowing about your running back? You know what the play is, but you kind of want to know their style, their speed, how they get started, and that kind of thing.
I'd actually kind of say it's a little bit of the reverse. I don't necessarily think that I need to like know much about what he's going to do. I think, you know, my job is to just lay out the guy in front of him, and then he'll make the cut.
He kind of needs to know what you need.
Say it's more of the reverse, honestly. But, you know, I mean, just working together with him and Jordan Hornbeek's a new guy too, transferred from Fresno State. I actually know him from back home. So,
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
He's quite a bit younger, but went to the high school that I went to after I left, and kind of showing my age a little bit, but he's a, you know,
don't even start.
Yeah, Brooks and I are like, man, we got the guys coming in that weren't even in high school when we graduated, but yeah, we just have a bunch of really talented guys. Red Stewart, he's just a real talented, real strong guy as well. Our whole running back room, man, we just work hard, and it's exciting to see, you know, all those guys. But yeah, as far as the relationship with the backs goes, you know, just kind of getting that chemistry together, and it's, I would say, instead of more of like knowing how we're gonna, like how I'm gonna block or whatever, it's just the trust.
Sure.
Right, because you know, they're running behind me thinking like I'm waiting for Zach to knock this guy down and so I can spring loose and go for 90. But that trust is something we've been developing, and you know, I'll have those guys over and barbecue for them and stuff and hang out. I'm, you know, I love taking care of those guys, and I know we're going to have a great season.
I can't wait. See, I love seeing a good defense and a great run game. So that's why I invited you guys in here. And I'm not just saying that because you're both in here.
Sure.
Zach Angelillo, fullback for the Bears. Brooks Talkington, one of the defensive linemen for the Bears. All right. So on the defensive side of the ball, Zach, tell us, who do you think that player is we should be looking out for?
Vince King is a guy that I think has had an amazing offseason. He's put on some good size. I know he's an athletic, fast guy, outside backer.
Another guy who's just stupid strong.
Yeah.
Like in the weight room. I think he's got like a 600-pound squat right now, and he's like 230.
Yeah, he's if that. Mm-hmm. It might even be in the low 230s, but he's just a strong guy and very physically talented. I think mentally very sharp, understands his role. Going against him during spring ball, I could tell a difference, you know, from the work that he put in from the season, you know, when he was on scout team and stuff, to then getting reps, you know, with the twos and some with the ones during spring ball. So that's a guy that I look out for on the defense. You know, he's going to be working in with Hogue and RJ Potts. So I'm not sure exactly what his role is going to look like, but he's someone
he'll
to keep an eye out
field.
For. Yeah, he'll be on the field for sure, but someone to keep an eye out for.
Well, I'm excited about it, guys. And again, we don't have to. I told you we wouldn't. We're not going to bust into the preseason predictions and all of that stuff. But you guys, do you pay attention to it? Did you even look at it? Is it something where you just go, you know what? It doesn't make any difference to us.
It doesn't make a difference because it doesn't matter if they said we're number one or the last. Either way, if it changes the way you're working, then you weren't working hard enough to begin with.
Yeah, agree.
I think anyway.
I agree.
So you kind of view it as, you know what, we got to go out there and prove it anyway. So
it's fuel for the fire for sure, but it's not going to change if we were first, if we were last, if we were right in the middle. Like either way, exactly how this offseason has gone, it would have gone the same way.
Yeah, I don't think – I mean, to me, obviously, like, I see everything. I'm on my phone, you know, a good amount and everything. Like,
I try to stay off. I get too upset.
Yeah.
Don't look at our poll question today, because that is what the poll question is today, guys.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't really bother me that much, I'd say. I don't really look at it as, like, a negative or a positive. It's just kind of – it is what it is. And, you know, the only thing that matters is what we do, you know, starting September 3rd.
What I think's good – okay, so obviously that first game is against Houston Baptist. September 10th. 2 o'clock, you guys are going to be heading up north to Laramie, Wyoming, and it's a big, it's a Mountain West conference team there, obviously a chance to go up against, and Wyoming was a bowl team last year, so obviously they've had some interesting things going on with them, but Zach, do you look at that and say, okay, obviously you got to take care of business against Houston Baptist, but that's a big-time opportunity there, and I think last year, watching you guys against the Buffs, I mean, you guys hung in there until the last. I mean, it really felt like you were right there in that game. This is an opportunity to go out and make a quick statement early in that season.
Sure. I mean, I guess I kind of just look at every opponent with the same respect. I don't necessarily attribute, like, oh, they're an FBS team. Like, this, you know, better lace it up. Like, I'm just going to go out there and play hard no matter who we're playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, yeah, it's cool to be able to play in a little bit bigger stadium and probably have some more fans there. But, you know, at the end of the day, you go and play who you play. So,
yeah. Funny enough, I ran into a lot of the Wyoming offensive line at a Brooks and Dunn concert in Cheyenne like 2 weeks ago.
I can't imagine you at a Brooks and Dunn concert.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. But I did run into them, and I was like, I saw him wearing the YO stuff, and I was like, man, we're playing y'all game too. And he's like, oh, yeah, what team you coach for? So now they're on my list.
Did you even correct him, or did you just go,
no, I corrected him. Coach I said, I'm wearing 33, so just be ready, because that hurt my feelings.
I mean, I don't think you – I mean, you guys – you don't look that old. I mean, I'm old.
I look like
really
I'm
old
35,
back
man, and I'm 23. It's all right. But, no, we're I'm the same way. It's whatever team's on the schedule, that's who's on the schedule, FBS, FCS, D2, D1, whatever it is. I mean, at the end of the day, they're just – they're a man, too, you know?
Yeah.
And just at the end of the day, when the last whistle's blown, and the score will reflect who was more of a man that day.
Yeah, and it kind of is like...
Sounds like a country
and I
song, Brooks.
You wrote a nice little lyric there.
I love that, man. That's getting me pumped up.
It's like, even if, you know, you look at our schedule and you might pick a team and go like, oh, like... win like no like
no. Yeah,
those
stop
guys
doing that Mike
those guys are coming out to play too, you know what I mean? You have to respect your opponent and prepare for them like it's the Super Bowl every week.
We just know that that's how football goes. Right, I mean, it doesn't matter on any given Saturday, whatever day we're playing, anything can happen, and I think folks are just excited to see what this Bears team can do, and I've talked to both of you about this on the air. You know, it's been a while since this Bears team has been consistently successful. And And Greeley, not just Greeley, but I think this entire state is ready to see this UNC team get back to that spot. And, you know, both of you guys looking at this, I mean, is that where, as leaders, you know, you look at this and say, hey, we have a chance here to really not just, and I'm not talking wins, losses, but to really stamp that legacy as, hey, we started something here. Yeah. And now we can, you know, allow these future generations of Bears to come on and add to it.
One of the biggest things that's been our emphasis this offseason and just spring ball all in the way into summer has been an emphasis on discipline. And that has really been Coach Hill, who has been spearheading it and then letting us fall behind and also, you know, pave the way for it.
Sure.
Because it's just, you know, when you have a new coaching staff come in and a whole new team, that kind of thing, it's unchecked for a little while. And so just because of the craziness of our situation, we had so much adversity.
Sure.
We had so much adversity for so long that we kind of strayed away from the values we wanted to set in place. And so I think we're going to be a lot more of a disciplined team. And like you said, wins or losses, that's one thing, but if we leave a legacy behind, like, hey, look, this is how things are done around here in Greeley, Colorado, in the Butler Hancock facility or in the Empower Center, whatever you may say, that's how things are done. That's the standard we're going to uphold. You don't want to get on it. Leave now. There's a door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take you to the train station.
And I'd add to that, I think just kind of like what Brooks is saying, but that whole mentality of accountability and holding each other accountable all summer has been a big emphasis as well. And, you know, Coach Hill's made it very clear, like, this is our team and this is, you know, how successful we are is up to how hard we work and how accountable we can be to each other and to ourselves. And, you know, there's been days where some guys might need a little extra, you know, hey, let's go, come on, like, let's get it going. And, you know, that's just, you know, the role of the leadership and everything. And, you know, Coach Hill, he's very intentful, I'd say, with the way he coaches, because he's not necessarily a big, like, get in your face, yell kind of guy. He relies on the leadership to do that. And, you know, the way that, like, I know guys like me and Dylan and Cassidy Woods and, you know, Brooks and in their group with the O-line, D-line, you know, the way we want to run our workouts is, you know, be accountable, show up, work hard, and, you know, we'll get better from it. And it's not just the physical aspects, it's that dog mentality, right? You know, we're trying to build that every day and, you know, whatever we're doing. And, you know, I could just speak for myself, and Brooks and I were talking about this out in the green room, but this is the hardest I think I've worked in college, just for a summer. Uh-huh. I mean, the amount of running that we've done and the lifting and everything, I mean, it's been a very physically taxing off season, but it's good because, you know, we're going to be able to run this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in shape and strong and ready to go. So, you know, when the first kickoff happens, watch out for those Bears coming.
Maybe I can contact Coach Hill and just get a percentage of that workout then so I can be fast and strong.
Hey,
like, you guys too.
Let me just tell you, Mondays and the days you want to go.
Okay.
All right? Every other day is the worst. Mondays.
Lighter day. Right. Like, I'm looking for lighter days, like the 3-pound dumbbells kind of deal. Yeah, a couple of little jogs, things like that. Zach, Brooks, you know I love you guys both. I'm excited to see what this season can hold for you guys. And we're going to be doing this throughout the season too, of course. So, man, just best of luck to you guys. I'm going to try to get out there Thursday. Sunscreen it up, and then I'll be ready to go.
Hey, look, hit me up if you need some. You know I got to keep it with me.
Oh.
As I told you, dude, I am like computer paper.
I keep it on you at all times, man.
Oh, hey, California guy over here.
Yeah, you don't even know what sunscreen is, man.
I forget that up here is a mile closer to the sun than back home. So, like, I suffered this the third week of conditioning.
Dude, I went golfing. I'm sitting on a golf cart, and I'm like this the whole time, and my whole leg was just red. The rest of the day. But guys, appreciate you. Let's do this again really soon, and hope to catch up with you later this week out of practice.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man. Right. Means
a
lot.
All right, fellas. Go good
Bears.
Luck this week. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Can we get a Let's Ride Bears? Can we
get it, Brooks? Get the Bear Country.
We'll do it in the break. 12:43 the time. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Cut it!
47 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. That was fun, man. You never know how getting two football players in from the opposite side of the ball is going to go down. But Zach Angelillo, Brooks Talkington. I keep calling him Brooks. Why am I calling him Brooks? Great guys. Very fun to talk to them. We're going to be hooking it up with them throughout the course of the season, so I cannot wait. I think it's going to be a fun year for the Bears. I didn't ask them the poll question because they got that scowl on their face. The whole show, Method Flow Products poll question of the day, coaches and media poll pretty much has the Bears to finish last in the Big Sky Conference. Where do you have them at? I mean, are they better than that? Are they going to be middle of the pack? Are they maybe top five? Maybe even a little better than that? I certainly don't see this team as finishing in the bottom. I mean, the schedule to me certainly is much better. Just talking about the defensive side of the ball, as Brooks was talking about. You look at the linebackers, to David Hogue, R.J. Potts, Vincent King, who Zach was going off about. Also, Tama Tuatili, I think I've got that right. He's a transfer that came over from I want to say, Navy as well. They have a lot of guys that could be big-time players. Yeah, from the Naval Academy, Tama Tuatili came over. And according to Aaron Rath, the color commentator for the Bears said, this guy's going to be a gem. So watch out for him. He might allow David Hogue to kind of roam around free. Then on the offensive side of the ball, as the guys were talking about, you look at a couple of these different backs, you know, that Zach's going to be working with. Elijah Dotson, he played at Sacramento State for the last four seasons, other than 2021. He is a big-time runner. He ran for 2,400, almost 2,500 yards during his time with Sacramento State. So he is a very good football player. So I'm excited to see what he can do. 12:49 the time. Top Text Tuesday is open. I've had a few trickling in. I know when we get a lot of interviews, it's harder. But guys, shoot us a text if you want to get in on this. Noobs in the mix. The ghost of Milton Freed texting in. All right. Take those Big Sky polls with an ocean of salt. The media only cares for their own teams, and the coaches are too busy to take polls seriously. Maybe that's why I voted for the Bears to finish number one. No, I didn't. I actually didn't get a vote this year, and I wouldn't have voted them to finish number one. Maybe a little more like middle of the pack. But certainly not bottom. 12:50 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Ella Communications Studios. Quick break coming up. We will be off at 1:30 today. We're sending it out to Jerry Schimmel and Jack Corrigan for the Rockies pregame show. But still with you for about 40 more minutes. We'll be right back.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The time. Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Great guest so far to start us off here on the show. Brendan Vogt from DNVR Nuggets. Got a chance to kind of get into the Calvin Booth stuff. And I think that's an interesting conversation that I'm looking forward to kind of delving deeper into with him. Tim Conley had more of that approach where best player available, kind of according to Brendan. It does seem like Calvin Booth has a little bit more of a plan, meaning I want to get our defense. We want to improve our defense and surround the Joker with some shooters. So defense, get the D and three guy. Well, maybe they have that. So I'm excited about that segment coming up. We're going to be doing that with Brendan every single week. And then, of course, shout out to Zach Angelillo and Brooks Talkington. That was fun. Those two dudes are really good to talk to. Great personalities. They put up with Michael's weird jokes with names. Like, you give me your best one. Go ahead. Pressure's on. What do you got? You always like to find somebody's last name and make some kind of weird little anecdote out of it. I'm allowing you to do this. This is your opportunity.
Brady, your show is a whole lot of fun.
That was quick, man. That was good.
You know, Brady, it's the truth.
Oh, okay. Well, that was I applaud you, man. You did that under duress. It was great. It was fantastic. Good work by you. Michael Kirkpatrick, everybody. One of the hosts of The Nerd Show. You guys have been doing a really great job on that. I used to do it with you, but I can't do it anymore because I can't keep up on anything. It's just there's too many things. Marvel has 9 million movies now and TV
yeah.
shows.
We have like three huge properties coming out all at the same time.
That's crazy, man. It's just absolutely nuts. I can't keep up. I want to. I'm going to try. I'll try for you, I promise.
Maybe if the Nuggets do something on Marvel. Maybe if Jokic is suddenly a superhero.
Joker Man. Wait, they already have the Joker. Maybe he could just be the Joker. All right, Cody Tucker of 7220 coming up. He's one of my favorite guests, man. This guy just tells it like it is. And how is it with those Wyoming Cowboys? We're going to talk about it next on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.